Peter, I've heard about, I heard the, my president on the radio talk about the same. I think probably one of the challenges of democracy lies in type of continuous criticism. You could have been looking at it from a perspective where food security is one of those items that have actually featured quite high on the agenda and have received quite outstanding marks. So anybody to eat into an area which is a success story raises a lot of anger. One would appreciate that aspect. I don't want to think that the threats or the statements should be taken in a literal sense. It should be looked at as our president expressing anger, disappointment, and also possibly indicating that, look, I've invested so much into this project. I thought it is a success story. But if the frills or the spillovers tend to overshadow the success story, that probably could be how one would want to look at. I don't think that a newspaper will print a report generated by itself. It will print a report coming off from a researcher or a research organization. So a newspaper is only a messenger. So you cannot kill a messenger. You would be looking at challenging the facts or figures that have been presented so far. So I want to look at it as not really taken in the stride or in the spirit of ritual sense. I think it should be looked at as an expression of extreme anger.
No, but
because taken care, we cannot do without donors for the moment. We have a 30% deficit on our budget. We still have got so many humanitarian aid that comes off from our donors. So there is no way we'd wish them away from this country, and we cannot do without donors for the moment.
Now, some people are expressing worry that his statement could be a turnoff for investors and aid groups who play a pivotal role in Malawi's budget. What is your take on that?
That is correct. Obviously, the connotation and what that statement would denote would possibly play in the hands of those that provide money, particularly when we realize the fact that these are taxpayers of other countries who feel sorry for a country like Malawi, which is still very poor, and particularly for the many millions of Malians that are resident in rural areas. So we always appreciate the aid that comes off to Malawi, and we always appreciate. I don't think we'll reach a stage, and we don't think we've reached a stage where we can do without aid. But at the same time, that does not take away the element that once upon a time, a leader will be angry over issues where one has actually invested it into as a pet project, and possibly it is receiving negative publicity. So that's why I'm saying that I think we should look into the element of anger as a factor that drives a leader into saying certain issues where he thinks he has done so well. But at the same time, I hope there must be ways and mechanisms that we're going to repair this seemingly open relationship that is getting a little sour over things that we don't know about. I think it should be taken as something which is short-term. It should be taken as something that will be looked at and reversed and addressed appropriately.
What are your expectations of the reaction of these donor countries? Because journalists that I spoke to are particularly not happy about the threat of the president.
The expectations, our expectations as Malawians, or as a Malawian, or as an opposition party, I would expect the donors to transcend beyond leadership rhetoric on a particular day and the date. I would want them to look at the aid. I would want them to look at whatever assistance they give to Malawi as giving to the people of Malawi, irrespective of what may be the tenor of a relationship at that particular time. Because let's be realistic, the people that would suffer if there was an aid freeze would be the ordinary Malawians. It would not just be us as leaders. It would be more than leaders suffering. It would be all the Malawians in the villages, in the rural masses, because it would mean that they'll not be able to access what is today available from the donor community. I think that's an aspect that's how I want to look at it. I also want to believe that when all is said and done at the public forum, there are ways of redressing or addressing issues that are simmering there could be issues that are possibly simmering underground, which we may not be privy to. And I'm very sure that our president has capacity to deal with these issues, amicably addressing some of the tempers or the tensions that may have been raised. I think that's how one wants to look at it. Look, I buy into the question. I know the anger that those that provide this money from their taxpayers would have. But I equally would want to expect that those taxpayers to take cognizance of the fact that in every relationship there are times when it becomes dicey. And it is the ability to go over those dicey moments to deal with the most difficult issues that actually comes into whether a relationship is a partnership or not.
What has been the general reaction of Malawians to the anger or frustration that the president has expressed?
Look, most of us were surprised because it was said out of context. There wasn't the context that we expected. I mean, it has been generally gradually peaceful during the recent past. We don't know what other information may have come to the government side, but so it was surprising. We still are surprised. We expect possibly some statement to come up later, either today or tomorrow, that would clarify the otherwise quite harsh or brisk remarks that have actually been passed on. There is surprise, there is worry, there is apprehension, and saying, look, what will happen, what is happening. I think that's an aspect which we've found disturbing within the committee as a whole. But we don't have answers. Possibly one day down the road, or so come Saturday, Peter, it will be possible for you to we can talk about it, because we have actually looked at the context, we have looked at what is it, what is the motive power, what is it that has gone amiss in between. But for the moment, I think we're surprised, and we are waiting to hear more, or we are expecting some more information to come through to say this is coming from this background. We don't have that background now.